got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's a hot, hot time in L.A. Weather-wise, it's hot every other way too, crime and homelessness and fake government, but it's the heat-wise, it's hot in L.A. I feel like it's hot all over the world. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? That's an amazing question for self-knowing, self-examination. Know thyself. If you don't know yourself, you would never become free. You got to get to know yourself. Pay attention to what's happening in you. It's amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just don't have time to sit and watch, you can podcast the show, but you can still be listening on your phone, iPhone, whatever, on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And I take all calls. We deal with all calls on Thursday, but we love the Bible Thumpers. And the Bible Thumper need love and patience as well. And so we set aside Thursday for, again, all calls, but for Bible Thumpers because they need a little bit more time, more patience. I don't know about more patient. Patience is patient. There's no more or less. Either you have it or don't have it. But we set aside for the Bible Thumper because it's difficult for them to communicate in a normal way. And so Thursday, though we take all calls, Thursday is and will always be. Let it be written. Let it be known. Let it be said. Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
The The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't. They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? 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 Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What the? Amazing. I have said once. I have said twice. I have said a thousand times or more. You got to be out of your mind. Really, you are out of your mind, not got to be. You are out of your mind when you believe that anger is just a human emotion and that is good. And that the anger that you have with those human emotions is the anger that you believe Jesus had. Or for those who don't believe in Jesus, you got to be out of your mind to think that frustration, anger, resentment, insecurity, judgment, playing God. You got to be out of your mind to think that's normal. And anyone that thinks that anger is just another human emotion, you are out of your mind. That's why you think that way. The proof is in the pudding, but you can't see the pudding, the proof in the pudding, because you are the pudding. Look around you at the reaction on this planet, on this earth, with people who are angry, resentful. They are stressed. They are worried. They are overreaction. They overreact. They are revengeful. They hurt themselves. And if they have children, they hurt their own children. They go after other human beings to hurt them. And you say anger is good. And you say anger is good. You got to be angry to tell your boy or your girl that there is something else other than that. And you're the parent. And you say to your children, boy or girl, you're not a boy, you're a girl. You're not a girl, you're a boy. You got to be out of your mind. You got to be angry and cannot see. Christ said, and it's Bible Thumper Thursday, anyone that has anger is a murderer and should not be trusted. You cannot trust an angry person. An angry person is revengeful, jealous, envious, full of strife. And their mission in life, their whole mission, is to walk the earth to see who they can hurt so they can get a thrill, and they call that thrill life. They call it life. An angry person, male or female, is an evil person. And you can know this to be true by looking at yourself. If you want to understand it, is anger really an evil thing? And look at how you feel and how you think and what you do, not only to yourself but to others. You hurt others, or you try to, and then you laugh and you get a thrill. Why can't, and I'm asking this question, I already know. Why can't you see that anger is not helping you? It bring on stress. It bring on insecurity. It makes you look for love. It causes you to pray to the devil and pretend that you are praying for to God. But you won't see that because you don't know you. And then you go to an expert with a degree, male or female expert with degrees, and they make it worse. They tell you, yeah, you're fine. Here's some medication. Oh, yeah, you can't help it. You need anger. Just don't let anger control you. Here's a pill. They cause you to blame others for your situation. $100, please. $800, $500, $300, whatever they call it. And you trust them because they have a degree. Think about that. I really want you to think about that part. Just because somebody have a piece of paper that's called degree that they pay thousands of dollars from a university to get, and they wrote degree on it, psychiatrist, doctor, lawyer, counselor, they wrote that on the degree, and you think that that person know what they're talking about. You believe them. Only because they have a piece of paper. Think about that. And they tell you to take medication for spiritual issues. Think about that. Can you get any dumber than that? An educated person is not smart. They have no common sense. Look at the world around you. Look at the government. Look at the educated people running these companies and businesses and things like that. You had, I guarantee you, those allegedly female that took cracker out of the barrel, I bet you they have degrees. And they came up with the idea, let's take cracker out of barrel. And that made sense. And the people were like, what the? And they had to put the cracker back. You don't know this, but you, no one on earth is smarter than you. It's just that you don't know that. And the reason you don't know it is because you don't look at yourself. You don't know thyself. And I'm trying to point you back to self. All of your answer to life is inside of you. But you trust outside, and then you just repeat what they tell you. They tell you racism exists. So it must exist. With no proof at all. There is zero proof. There's just such a thing as racism. Zero proof. But most people run around believing it and saying it. And I'm asking them, well, where's the proof? They don't have any. They just repeat what the enemy told them is the truth about racism. And it doesn't exist. It's just a made-up word. It's an empty word that evil people made up, and they put their evil ideas attached to it so they can control you for personal gain. That's all it is. But you don't know yourself, so you don't know that. And they, if they have a degree or some type of position in government or a position of authority, oh, Lord, it's over. Yes, you believe it. In the same way you believe Jesus is God, you believe you have a will, a free will. You believe because somebody with a degree told you that, or in a so-called position of authority, and you will not examine yourself to find out if it's true or not. You live from outer and not from within. just imagine, according to this story I'm about to play for you, it's being reported, and allegedly, I'll say all that because I don't know. There was a shooting yesterday in Minneapolis by a quote-unquote transgender boy. And they said when this boy was a kid, I guess he thought he was a girl or something, and his mother, according to the report, his parents or mother agreed with it, and the mother went and changed his name from a boy name to a girl name. You know that's evil. How can a parent do that to their son or to their daughter? When you're a kid, you don't know. You got these different feelings already that come from being angry at your mother. Because you're not born that way unless she was angry while you were pregnant, while she was pregnant. And the mother agreed, according to the story, that the boy was a girl. And according to the story, he grew up thinking that. And now, according to the story, allegedly, he killed people at a church yesterday. And they say he said he was depressed or something like that. Where is the love in any parent that would tell their son or daughter that you're not a girl or you're not a boy? Where's the love in that? I've said once, I've said 1,000 times, parents do not love their children today, mothers especially, and fathers as well, because the fathers cannot and will not protect the children from the mothers, the boys and the girls. I can't believe, but I do, because I understand now that this so-called mother has been accused of letting her son go down to the courthouse or wherever they do it and change the boy name to a girl name, knowing that she had a son, if it's true. And allegedly, there was a mass shooting at a Catholic school in Minneapolis yesterday. Unless your head been on a rock, you should already know about this. ABC, AP, AP News, a shooter opened fire with a rifle through the window of a Catholic church in Minneapolis and struck children celebrating Mass during the first week of school, killing 2 and wounded 17 people. Police believe the shooter then killed himself. Watch this from Fox 13.
We begin with developing news and a tragic start to the new school year for students at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. 2 children were killed by gunmen who opened fire during morning mass. Tonight, law enforcement is identifying the suspect as 23-year-old Robin Westman. Our sister station has confirmed Westman's mother previously worked at the school. Fox News correspondent Brooke Taylor has more.
The Minneapolis community coming together after Wednesday's tragic school shooting. Memorials and vigils taking place to honor the lives lost and help start the healing process.
There's no words that are going to ease the pain of the families.
A gunman opened fire while young students were attending morning mass at a Catholic school, fatally shooting an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old and wounding 17 others.
There were another 14 children between the ages of 6 and 15 that were injured by gunfire. There were also 3 adults in their 80s. The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church.
The shooter, armed with a rifle, shotgun, and pistol, fired dozens of rounds through the church windows as students sat in pews.
At this stage, we believe that the shooter had acted alone. There is no indication of other suspects directly involved in carrying out this attack.
Police are investigating a motive for the shooting, looking at social media, while the FBI is calling the attack an act of domestic terrorism and a hate crime against Catholics. And police say that the rest of the victims are expected to survive, but some are going to need surgery.
Amazing, huh? If it's true that the mama told the boy, or agreed with the boy that he was a girl, And when they change the name, what do you expect to happen? Because changing his name and pretending he was a girl is not going to change the evil spirits that's driving him. As they are with all human beings until you start to overcome. It's not going to get better. And I want you to pay attention. You can bank on this one. You're going to have the angry blacks who hate white people. Not all, of course, hate white people. But those who hate white people, watch how they're going to jump on this. Jesse, what's going on? How can white people carry out so many school shootings? They're going to celebrate. As though it justified a crime that blacks are bringing up on this country daily. They're going to rejoice with white people, because the boy appeared to be white. They're going to rejoice and feel good so that they can feel fine about blacks, killing blacks and other people. Mark my word, this is hell on earth inside of human beings. Really, just pay attention to the blacks that are going to celebrate this. As though this is going to, like, make it better that blacks are killing each other. They said, according to this report, that they have recovered a manifesto, along with image showing phrases like, kill Donald Trump. Watch this from News Nation.
The police chief also confirmed the existence of that written manifesto that the gunman also recorded on video and then uploaded online.
We're also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube.
We are starting, however, to get images from what we believe to be that recording, and they reveal some very sick and disturbing messages. He wrote, "Kill Donald Trump" on a rifle magazine. In another image, you see the words, "For the children." And in another, "Where is your God?" And then we get a shot of the so-called manifesto itself. Part of it says, "I love you all. I will remember you. Pray for the victims and their families." He goes on to say, "I am not well. I'm in pain. I am haunted by these thoughts that do not go away. I've been waiting to do this." He writes, "P.S. I wouldn't recommend any of you to read my journals unless you really want to, but be warned."
My thoughts. Every human being on this side of the planet have thoughts like that. Maybe not like that, the same kind of go kill anyone. But your thoughts, which are not your own, is your enemy. You believe thoughts. Good ones or bad ones, you believe them. Not knowing that you are listening to evil spirits that made a home in your mind. They rest in you and they control you. He talked about his thoughts. That's every human being. And it has nothing to do with color, nothing to do with male or female. And is Bible thumper Christ mentioned that in order to live, you must die. You must die of the false identities. But not you. And in case you wonder, well, how would I recognize what's not me? When you have a thought, that's not you. When you get angry, when you become emotional, not you. When you become revengeful, jealous, envy, strife, worry, stress, those things are not you. And if you can quietly become aware of that inside of you and don't call it you, see it and do nothing about it, those spirits will be taken away from you. You are possessed. Every human being is. And that's why you see so much hell on earth. God owns the earth. God, nature, owns the earth. But Satan owns the psychological mind on earth. And every human being is listening to Satan on earth, and they carry out what he's telling them inside of themselves. And until you see that, you're never going to be free. Get to know yourself, you'll see. And you can have peace on earth if you know what's going on inside of you. And you listen to the devil. You ask the devil in prayer. You pray for things, but you don't know you're praying to the devil. God, give me a wife. I want a wife. I want a family. God, give me a husband. I want a husband. I want a family. And then the devil give you what you ask for, because he will answer your prayer, but he giving you what you're asking for. And it's on a lower nature, and you fight. You get the wife, you get the husband, but you fight. And you know you're going to fight. You love the thrill of fighting. That's why you pray to the devil for that kind of a person. Why do you need to pray to God for anything? He owns everything. He knows everything. He knows you better than you know yourself. And he will take care of you. But you pray, and you cry, and you pray to the devil. And you call it God. Especially when you're crying and praying to God. You think you're praying to God. Do what you want. You see this example in this boy. They said his mother used to work at that school. And his mother changed his name to a girl name. Here's the Minneapolis mayor saying, anyone who uses this situation to villainize trans people has lost their sense of humility. Watch it from Fox.
Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids. Kids died today. This needs to be about them.
That's a lost person right there. That's an evil person. The mayor is evil. What the hell is a trans community? Doesn't it sound like hell? The mayor also slammed people for saying to pray after the incident. Watch this.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence, and their parents should have the same kind of assurance.
That's a lost soul right there. With a degree. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's been set up to be worse. Look around you. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Bible Thumper Thursday. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in, and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Welcome back. Wake up. If not now, when? I really want you to know that you don't have to be you anymore. You can be free. And yes, evil will come after you in your mind, attack you, and then it'll use other people, bring them to attack you as well because they are evil. Human beings have no love. Zero love. Anyway, the hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, Monday through Friday. The hate from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American anchor baby on fire. Natural energy. And there is a natural energy. Most people don't have it because you live it from the lower nature. You don't have that energy. The American anchor baby got it, along with the great white hope, Donald Trump, at 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A very interesting discussion with Warren Smith. And Warren is a teacher, volunteer firefighter, and the host of the Warren Smith Secret Scholar Society on the YouTube channel there. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
As a result of this video with the kid, you were fired from the school, right?
They took my computer. They went through everything as if there was some conspiracy.
Wow.
We're all trying to reach for objective truth. That's what knowledge is. That spirit that can be unlocked in us indicates there's something higher.
So you are Christians. Do you know God?
When you can quiet your ego in the pursuit of wisdom, you can hear that voice ingrained within you. This is the most interesting interview I've had. This has been a pleasure.
I think you're going to enjoy it. I did. It was amazing. Really, it really was amazing. TheFallenState.tv, Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can support The Fallen State. You can become a member right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? It's amazing. And I want you, before I go to the callers here, I want you to hear the lost souls, the lost people talking about taking your guns as a result of what happened there in Minneapolis. They're going to blame the gun. And they don't really believe it's the gun's fault. They know it's not the gun's fault. They know it's the person's fault. But they want to control you. So they're going to say it's the gun fault. So you can agree, and they take your guns away so you cannot protect yourself because they want power and authority over you. And you will give it to them because you will believe the lie that it's the gun's fault because you're not thinking for yourself. It's going to get worse right here on earth. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. Let me go to Tiffany out of Virginia. Tiffany, you are on the air. And happy Men's History Month, folks. Tiffany, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
All is well. That, for those who don't know, the guest is Juan. I don't know what James means about it. It sounds like Juan. Warren. It's Warren. He black. Go ahead, Tiffany. Thank you.
Okay. I'm calling about, I was thinking about the question, your Bible question. And
have you treated yourself all of your life?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to call you about forgiving my parents because I just don't know how. Because I don't know myself to answer the biblical question. I don't think I know myself. And because I don't know who I am, in a certain extent, I don't know how to forgive them.
Because
I have... I never have, like, anger. I've never had anger. I was often asked, why don't I get angry? Because I always just thought that I never saw anyone get angry growing up, for one, really. And then when I did, it just seemed like they were out of control. So I always correlated with that. Like, if you get angry like that, you're out of control. And I just always just was born with a rational mind and chased Sarah Sarah at the age of 3. But I wanted to understand why, how to forgive my parents.
So you have nothing against your mother at all?
That's a complicated question. I don't know how to feel about
them. Complicated man, but no one loves him but his brother.
Because of time, I'll make it really quick. My mother gave me away to my grandmother when I was 3, and I was raised with my grandmother. My grandmother was about 50, 60 at the time with her husband. And my mother ended up moving away and marrying someone else. And then they raised a family. They ended up moving back to where I am in Virginia. And I don't know. I don't know. She said she gave me to my grandmother because it was the best thing to do. But it just now it's hard to, it's like she's emotionally detached from me. So I'm emotionally detached from her. So I'm not angry. I'm just, I don't know. And then I don't know my real father, really. I call my father my stepdad. And I don't know, like, the question to ask, like, forgive your parents, does that mean your stepfather as well? Or does that not count? I don't know.
And so with your mother, when you were growing up, you were happy she gave you away? You didn't wonder why, or you didn't hold that against her while growing up at all?
Well, because it happened when I was young, yes, it did. I never wondered why she gave me away. It was just what it was. I live with grandma now, and mommy comes to see me, you know, sometimes. When she left me, the first time she left me, she told me that she was moving away to another state, and I was coming with her. And literally before she walked out the door to leave, she said, I changed my mind, you can't come. So, I remember that, and I was like 6 years old, and I'm like 43 now. So I remember that.
And how did you feel when she told you that?
I was sad. You know, I was 6 at the time, and I was sad. And, recently I'm trying to figure out why I have certain issues and wondering where certain pains come from. Like, I have severe migraines, and I was, it said it triggered something. I remember at that time, that's when I used to get migraines all the time. So I think that I don't know if I was emotionally mature enough to understand what was going on, but I think psychologically it did something to my brain.
Why were you sad when she told you, no, you're not going at all?
I mean, I'm six. That's my mom. You know.
And so don't you forgive her for that?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
Oh. I never thought to forgive her for a specific thing. I was just thinking of the whole thing. But I guess I never thought about forgiving her for that specific thing.
But it had an impact on you. You were planning to go with her, and at six, all of a sudden she said, you know, you're not going. And it impacted you, it made you sad, and now you have headaches and things. That's resentment. That's anger. That's holding you back in life.
And I don't want to sound like one of those people like, oh, my gosh, my childhood messed me up. I love my childhood. I love growing up with my grandparents. It gave me so many morals. Like, I mean, so much tradition and so many things that I'm so glad. I never resented her for that at all. Actually, I love staying with my grandparents more. Because I have my own room, and
why don't you forgive your mother for that?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
It's hard for me to forgive her for that because she doesn't seem like she has any remorse. It's more like, well, that's what happened. Get over it. And she's been like that. It's like I've been disposable to her since I can remember. I didn't notice it at the time because it was just normal. But as I got older and I reflect on things that happened, I'm like, wow, why would a mother do that? So I don't know how to forgive her for that. Because it's like empty. I don't know how.
When you say you can't forgive her because she doesn't have any remorse, why does she have to have remorse for you to forgive her?
Because it shows that she acknowledged that something is like, I don't know. Because it shows that she acknowledges. I don't know. I don't have this problem with anybody else. Like, I'll just forgive someone because I can just see what they went through.
Why does she have to have remorse for you to forgive her?
I don't.
What?
Because it's a mother. Like, I just can't understand how a mother could do that and then not feel. I just don't understand. And I never felt. This has only happened because of you. I didn't think about this at all, Jesse, until you started saying you got to forgive your mother and father. I was like, okay, that's just what it always was. You know, I was, I guess, the mailman's baby, and they didn't want me, so they gave me to my grandma. And I just laughed it off. Like, okay, whatever. You know, I live with her sometimes, and I.
And so why does your mother have to have remorse for you to forgive her?
Because I feel like if you don't even acknowledge, it's almost like if you see someone on fire and they're screaming for help or something, and you got a whole gallon of water, and you pour the water on the ground and just say, oh, my goodness, I didn't even realize that you needed the fire. Why didn't you say something earlier? You should, you know, that's how my mother is. Like, it's like, you know, it's just like, oh, well. And then when I don't like the gaslighting, like some of the things that I try to talk to them about. And they, it's like my emotions my emotions are not good, but my concerns, I should say, are not irrelevant. Irrelevant to me.
What's gaslighting? What does that mean? She pulled gas on you?
Gaslighting. I knew you was going to say that. I said, Jesse Black, he don't know gaslighting.
What is that?
Gaslighting means you are deceiving somebody. They're lying right in your face and just ignoring, like you're saying, hey, the sky is yellow. or, you know, the sky is blue and the sun is yellow. And they say, no, it's not. It's purple and green. And they're trying to tell you. And then they trick you in a way to make you convinced of their lie. And that's what gaslighting is.
And so why does your mother need to have remorse or be remorse for you to forgive her?
Who was that fire? I don't know.
And if she was remorse and daughter, I'm so sorry, I was so wrong. If you don't forgive her, it's still not going to help you at all. You'll still be angry at her.
I'm not angry.
You are angry. You're saying she gaslight you. How can she do this to you? As a kid, where's the mother? And when you try to talk to her, she's gaslighting. She's not going to be remorse. That's anger. Why are you saying you're not angry? Well, everything you say is from anger.
I think anger, like I said, causes irrational decisions. And I guess this could,
but
I don't know.
You have made so many irrational decisions in your life, and it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know, Jesse. It's not more of my mother. Like I said, it's more of my father. And I call my stepfather my father.
So let's do this first.
Okay.
Why does your mother have to be remorse or have remorse for you to forgive her?
Because I don't know. Like I said, I don't have this problem with anyone else. I can understand, but with her.
Everybody has a problem with the mother, and they treat the world like as though the world did what their mother did to them. So
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
I think that, like I said, I don't have any emotion about it. I'm just like,
you do.
Wow.
I hear emotions through you right now.
You think so?
Oh, she is having a remorse, so I'm not going to forgive her. She.
I did not say it like that.
She gaslight me when I try to talk to her. What kind of mother can leave a child?
I did not say it like that. I didn't say it the way you dramatized it. I did not say it like that. Well,
you don't hear the drama, but I do.
Yeah, I have my children of my own, and I also lost a child. I could not imagine.
You lost
my
child. Will you lose her at the park?
No, in a parking lot. Somebody shot my 19-year-old in the parking lot, and I saw him bleed out. So, yeah.
You saw him bleed out? You were there?
Yes.
So you were there when your boy or girl?
A boy. He was 19.
You were there when somebody shot your son and you saw him get shot and die?
I saw him after he got shot. I got there after he got shot when they were, trying to resuscitate him and stuff.
And he was 19? Yes,
he was 19. This was June 30th, 2020.
How did you deal with that?
That's what I mean. Like, I deal with everything. Like, I don't know. When I saw him, I tried to go over to his body, and the police officer stopped me. She said, you don't want to see that. Because I'm like, you guys can keep going, you know. Why are you stopping, you know? I thought, I don't know. My brain broke at that time. That's having a child, especially an adult child. And he literally was moving into his first house that day. The boxes were on the side of his car, and it was a robbery going on. He got shot by, I think it was a friendly fire, actually. He had a friend with him helping him, and they were shooting back, and I think he got in the way. I'm not sure. I don't even care at the point.
Are you married? So
yes.
How many children do you have?
Three, including the one that passed away.
So let me ask, because of time, your father, you keep mentioning your father, how did you get along with your stepfather?
How do I get along with my stepfather?
How did you growing up? You got along okay with him?
That's why, it leads back to the biblical question, how do I treat myself? Because in the last few months after watching you, I'm starting to realize do I even know who I am? Because growing up, I always did things to satisfy them. So it's like I always, you know, reflect, and I'm like, oh, like my dad, he was a dental hygienist. And
your stepfather?
Yes.
Did you get along with him?
Yes, but what I'm saying is I always wanted to be approved by him. So I went to dental hygiene school because he went to dental hygiene school. I started drawing because he was drawing. You know, so I didn't realize how my life correlated to trying to get his approval. I, now growing up, like I said, watching you, I'm realizing I don't know what kind of relationship I had with him, to be honest.
Because, did he ever give you approval?
No, not anything that I did, he always shunned it. Like, I opened my own hair salon, and why are you opening the business? You don't need to open a business. When it failed, don't come asking me for help. And so he never, you know, so it's like, I didn't.
What a mess.
I know, right?
Because
I didn't know
we were
going to get off. Yeah, I know.
Where's your real father?
My real father lives in another state.
Do you know him?
I met him. No, I don't. I mean, I've met him before. I met him a few times after. But no, I don't know him. My mom, when she left, when she gave me back to my grandmother at 3, that's when she left him. And I didn't see him again or hear anything from him until I was 18. The summer I turned 18, I drove to see him.
And how did that go? How did it go when you went and met him at 18?
Growing up, you know, he was.
When you went and met him at 18, how did that go?
I'm just saying, like, it didn't go as expected because.
What did you expect?
That's what I'm saying. Growing up, I had this person in my mind that was just, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or some, you know, or something. And I mean, not saying there's nothing wrong with, I don't know. I just made up this person in my mind and, you know, it just wasn't that at all. And then they weren't excited.
Was it when you met him?
It was like, oh my goodness, that's who my dad is. That's what I look like. That's where I got my nose.
So it's all like in your mind, you expected for it to be a big deal when you met him, but when you met him, it wasn't a big deal, meaning that he wasn't glad to see you?
Well, they took me.
Give me a yes or no. Was he glad to see you?
No, I don't know.
Why? You don't
know? I guess so.
Did he act like he was, or say he was glad to see you?
I don't know. That's what I mean.
You
like,
don't know what?
I guess so.
I guess so what?
I guess he was happy to see me.
Did he act like it or say that he was?
It was an awkward thing because I thought that we were going to have like a dinner or something. He was a construction worker.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break before I got to. And when I come back, I'll finish with Tiffany and the rest of the calls. Hate coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate. And I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663. We'll be right back.
They're talking about there's only two white rhinos left, northern white rhinos left on Earth, so they say, and they're trying to protect these species from poachers. Imagine that, degenerate poachers want to kill them. Crazy. And the CDC is leaderless, but that's not new because they had a woman so-called leader whom Trump fired. She's out of there. And that's not a leader anyway. So they've been leaderless for quite some time. And Minneapolis, that school shooting or church shooting or both, whatever it was, out of control. The libs are out of control. Terrible. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, believe it or not. Thursday, August 28th, Happy Men's History Month, AD 2025. The lines are full. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. All right? If you are wanting to get through, call in every so often. All right? Call in every so often just in case a line opens up. Even during hate news, not fake news, you never know. Somebody may have to step away and they'll hang up and call back at a later time. And then a line may open up for you to get in line. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports there are only two northern white rhinos left on Earth. Not Republicans in name only. There's plenty of those. Way too many. We need a culling. Shout out. I'm just kidding around. Spiritually, they need to be born again. That's what I mean by culling. Anyway, due to the constant threat of poachers, I mean the animal rhinos, the thing with the snout, snout horn thing. Due to the constant threat of poachers, which is to say, hunters who hunt illegally, not based on normal decent conservation things like Ted Nugent. They are protected 24/7 by armed guards. Imagine that. Protected better than our children. Our children. Terrible. Now a new documentary chronicles the fight to save these creatures from extinction. What a mess. I disclaim that. And the scared woman-led CDC, no longer woman-led. Will it be another woman whom Trump appoints? I don't know. Okay? I don't know. You never know with him. Dr. Susan Monarez, M-O-N-A-R-E-Z, who just joined in July 31st. I don't know how she got in. The CDC has been left leaderless, so claims Commie Nonsense Network, after Director Dr. Susan Monarez was ousted by the White on the Inside White House on Wednesday, yesterday. She'd only been so-called working at the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's what that supposedly is, since July 31st, so less than a month, Monarez was not aligned, quote, with the president's agenda of making America healthy again. All right? So said a White House spokesman in a statement. According to people familiar with the situation, Monarez, pardon me if I'm butchering her name, recently clashed with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who and his team over vaccine policies and personnel matters. Following her departure, three other high-level veteran agency officials resigned. Good riddance. When CDC Director Susan Monarez refused to rubber stamp unscientific reckless directives and fire dedicated health experts, she chose protecting the public over serving a political agenda, unquote. So said this, what's her name, Susan? Dr. Susan Monarez's lawyer liar. I'm calling attorneys lawyer liars, right? Let God be true and every man a liar. In his statement, morale was already low at this so-called agency due to the mass layoffs in the spring and a deadly shooting at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta earlier this month. So there bumps on a log, and she was not helping the situation, apparently. And that Minneapolis school shooting, I'll have to tell you about it later, but you heard about it earlier this hour on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. But now back for hour two of the JLP show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? Now I can stop. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on Jesse Lee Peterson. You can bring me back now. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast, but you can listen on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we are going to get to your super chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JOP Cash App is Thursday. And every Thursday is and will always be Bible Bumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm ready for my life. If anybody asks, what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and ready for my life. On fire. I want to go back to Tiffany. And so Tiffany trying to see this resentment for her mother and her father. And I'm going to, we're going to get her, and then I'm going to the rest of the call. Tiffany.
Yes.
So you, at 18, you went and you met your father, right?
Yes.
And how did he treat you when you met him at 18?
Well, like I said, initially, I think it was awkward because instead of waiting until he got off work, they took me to his job site. And that, I think that was kind of throwing him off guard because he didn't know. He hadn't heard from me since I was three.
And how did he treat you?
I don't know. How would you treat somebody that you haven't seen for 15 years and just talk about them?
How did your father act?
He just acted normal. He ended up calling my other siblings that he had there, and they had a gathering at my grandmother's house, and I met family, and yeah, it was he treated me fine. He didn't, he's like a, he's smooth, like he has like a lot of swag, so he don't show emotion. He like a gangster or something, like he do a half smile or whatever.
And how was it for you seeing him at 18?
It was good, and it also made me very, I thought he was always unreachable. I remember writing Oprah saying, can you find my lost parent? Because I thought he fell off the face of the earth. And what it made me feel like was he was right here the whole time because...
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Oh, I was in another room. Is this better?
Yes. Were you on the speaker?
No, I was in the bathroom.
You were in the bathroom on the toilet?
No, I was in the mirror. I was putting on some lipstick.
Oh, what the?
No, not. On the toilet.
I thought you had to pee or something. But let me ask.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. So
when you met him, did that satisfy you?
It actually opened more questions because, like I said, I always thought he was unreachable. And when I was at my grandmother's house, a man walked through the door and he said, Tiffany, what you doing here? And I'm like, what are you doing here? And he said, oh, I'm coming to see my mama. He comes to find out my grandmother, my mother's first cousin, her husband, who comes to visit us every summer, is best friends with my father. So they could have called him at any time. He could have reached out to me at any time.
So when you met him, did it satisfy you at 18 to meet him?
No, I guess to answer your question, because it's like, why didn't you contact me? If your best friend is my cousin's dad, why wouldn't you, you know what I mean?
It's and like, when you so, ask him about that, what did he say?
I never asked him about it.
Why not?
I was 18 at the time. I was puzzled.
But now, why haven't you? Are you able to reach him? Have you been able to reach him since 18?
Yes.
And why have you done that?
I have reached him. I went to his wedding, and he had a wedding a couple of years ago. And I would talk to him periodically. Through a phone call from him.
And so why haven't you asked him about all the things you've been wondering? Why did you leave me? Why didn't you contact me later? Your best friend knew where I was. He knew I was your daughter. You had to know, too. Why didn't you contact me? Why haven't you asked him that?
Because it doesn't matter.
It does matter. It's still on your mind.
It's not on, I mean... It's because it's a part of my life, you know.
It's not like, a part of your life.
I can't, not a part of my life, but it's like, I don't really think about it. Like I said,
you
I always
do.
Just
so
grew up.
What you have done, you have buried all of your anger and you're trying to ignore it. And that's why you're so mean.
I'm not mean.
You are. You try to pretend you're nice, but inwardly you're mean.
That's so funny. You know what? That's so funny because when I was little, before my mom left me, they said, Tiffany, you were so mean when you was little.
And you still and are. You hide it and you put on this front like you, I don't resent anybody. I'm just a nice Tiffany. Inwardly, you judge everybody. You judge yourself. You're nasty on the inside. How will you overcome
that? I promise you.
No, you resent your mother and your father. You resent your mother for not taking you with her at the age of 6. You resent her because now if you even talk about it, she act like she doesn't even matter. You know, she gaslight you or something you said. You resent your father because you don't know why he didn't even bother to find you, come to you, knowing where you lived.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't have anger towards them because it is what it is.
So why don't my you anger, forget your anger was?
My anger and my question was more towards my stepfather. Like, I'm indifferent between my mother and my biological father. I just come to realize, okay, he cheated on his wife and he had me. One of my sisters wouldn't even speak to me because I guess I ruined her dad's marriage or something. I don't know. So, and she was old enough to remember, you know, so, you know, I don't know.
Tiffany, let me say this, because of time?
Yeah, so I don't have...
Forgive your stepfather for not giving you the love you wanted, and he didn't have it to give to you. You're not his daughter. He didn't feel that way about you the way you felt about him. Forgive him and then forgive your mother and your father for not being there for you so you can be free. Do you obey your husband?
No. No, we are separated.
Do you obey your husband?
We're separated. So
did you obey him?
I'm a different person now, Jesse.
Did you obey your husband?
sometimes I did.
Did you obey your husband?
Do all the time? No. Yes, I did.
Did you obey your husband?
Sometimes I did. Sometimes I didn't.
Either you do or you don't. There's no such thing as sometime and then sometime.
Well, he didn't make wise decisions. That's why I said because of time.
Did you obey your husband?
Not all the time. He had some issues. It wasn't wise to obey his decision.
And so were you difficult for him to deal with?
I think because of what I was going through with my son dying, and we had just gotten a relationship. I don't think he could handle that, and he got drunk. That's why I said.
Were you difficult for him to deal with?
Yes.
What a mess!
Yeah, I was difficult. My son just died, and my sister, everybody.
Reason to be difficult. Those are just a bunch of excuses.
It's not. It's not.
It is an excuse.
No, when I say it's not that it was difficult. It's just some people can't handle when someone gets sick. And that's what I mean by difficult. It was difficult for him because he didn't know, like, when I got sick and you know, my everything was not working properly.
Are you doing a silent prayer?
All day. Okay. I don't get out of the bed before saying it, even when I start, all day.
So here's what I recommend. I can't play no more now, but I want you to call me back. I recommend you forgive your mother for not being there for you or leaving you at six and acting the way she's acting now when you try to talk to her. She cannot help it. You don't need her to feel remorse or anything. You forgive her so that God can forgive you and you can stop holding all this hell inside of your body, your mind, pretending to be nice. And then forgive your father and ask your father. I want you to ask your father, why did he come for you? He knew where you were. Why did he come see you or something while growing? Ask him about that, all right?
Okay. I'm not a crybaby. I'm not complaining. I'm not a victim. Okay. I don't want to, but I'll call you back and I'll tell you what happened.
So ask your father what happened. Why did you... You knew where I was. Your friend knew me. And forgive your mother. No matter, it doesn't matter how she act. You need to be forgiven by God so you can overcome the hell in you.
And you really don't think I forgave? Because I'm just...
Mm-hmm. You have not forgiven. Because if you have forgiven... You wouldn't be saying things like, well, my mother is not remorse. She gaslighting.
Because she started a whole new family, and I didn't think about it until all my life. My friends would say, your mom got married and moved away. And you got other brothers and sisters with your mom, and they got a big house, and they didn't move you there. And I would be like, yeah, I stay with my grandma. And they'd be like, that's messed up. And I would just be like, okay, well, that's what you say.
Tiffany. Stop pretending with yourself. Go and forgive so you can be free.
I just don't. It's like I don't feel like she. I don't want to say she don't deserve. It's like not even worth. It's nothing to forgive. It's just like you're that type of person.
Okay, you know, then if you don't think that you need, there's nothing for you to forgive, then suffer and die. Stay in your hell.
I guess maybe what is your definition of anger? Or what is your definition of not forgiving? Like, why do you think I didn't forgive my mother?
Have you told her?
I didn't tell her because I didn't know if it was anything to forgive.
All the stuff you just talked to me about, that's not worth forgiving? You think she's gaslighting you? She doesn't care. She just does what she want to do.
Someone could say that needs to be forgiven, but I don't.
Okay, then listen. Stay with it. Stay with your misery until you see you need to forgive. Don't do it because I said it. You stay with it until you see for yourself you need to forgive.
Yeah, cause I don't even see. It's like if a baby did something and broke it, you don't say, I forgive you for breaking that. It's like that's what babies do.
Okay.
And so when her actions is like, okay, that's what she does.
Okay, then stay with it. Don't do it until you see that this resentment is fine. You stay with it.
Just suffer.
Really,
I don't want to suffer.
Yes, you do. Because if you didn't want to suffer, you go and forgive and stop pretending like you're so nice.
But I didn't feel this way until I started watching you, like I said. Because I didn't, it never really, it just was like, that's who my mom is. It's like, it is what it is. I didn't even think about resentment. I still loved her and everything. It's just that.
If you love her, you will forgive her. You don't love her.
I feel like it's nothing to forgive. It's like, what I'm forgive you for.
So if you didn't need to forgive, why isn't it work or didn't it work with you and your husband?
Because my husband, that's why we don't have time for that. That's because of all the things that was happening.
You got a bunch of excuses.
No, I don't have a bunch of excuses. If you have something that, if something happened
Tiffany,
where.
There's never a reason to be angry. No matter what happens. You got a bunch of excuses. But listen, I got to run. Just suffer until you're ready.
I'm going to call you back tomorrow. We got to finish this conversation.
All right. Call me back tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Have a good day.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Maxwell, a first-time call out of Wisconsin. Maxwell, happy Men's History Month. You're on the air.
Happy Men's History Month, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I feel as if I'm being double-minded about a decision with work. I have the opportunity to transfer same company to a different location, just at a nicer city. But I keep having these feelings like, oh, I should totally do it. You know, no, I shouldn't. I shouldn't once this happens, blah, blah, blah. So I was just wondering, like, how do I stop being so back and forth?
So you have a opportunity to transfer somewhere else with the same job?
Yeah, same company, just a different location.
And do you want to go to that location?
I do.
So why don't you stop listening to the thoughts? And because you're being double-minded, why not just flow with the opportunity and don't worry about what if, and see what happens? Why don't you stop listening to the thoughts?
I don't know. It's just I fall away from being present and everything. And yeah.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. Sometimes I can stay present and I do the silent prayer.
Yeah.
But then the thoughts creep back in.
So when they come back, what do you do when you find yourself lost to them again? How do you deal with that?
I kind of just come back, you know, to just watching those thoughts and being like, oh, wow, that's just a thought, you know.
That's all you need to do. Keep coming back until eventually you're going to keep coming back to present. And after a while, that's all it will be for you is present. You'll be eternal life with God right here on earth.
Gotcha.
And so just, well, and then if there's an opportunity and you like the opportunity, don't listen to the thoughts telling you what if, and just go with the opportunity.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and it seems so simple, too.
It is simple if you don't be double-minded. A double-minded person is unstable in all of his or her ways, and you're clearly listening. Do you believe me or have you seen at all that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything?
Yeah, I've seen that.
So why do you believe them then?
I don't know. It's just this turmoil in my head, you know, and I don't know.
Have you heard me say, in your head, there are nothing but evil spirits, and they're trying to dictate your life because they want to live in you?
Yeah, yeah.
And so why do you listen to that then?
I guess I still got to work on it, I guess, staying present.
I'm sorry?
I guess I got to work more on it. I'm staying present.
Yeah, just practice staying present, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
But if it looked like a good opportunity, go with the opportunity, and whatever the thoughts are telling you about it, don't give that any room. Don't listen to it.
Gotcha.
And don't, that way, one thing will lead to another. If you just live your life, simply live your life, give no thought about tomorrow or yesterday, and just be.
I gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. That's all I had.
You doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Every morning, every night.
Okay, well, just stay with practice being present. And just no matter what the thoughts and emotions are telling you, be aware of them, but just don't call them you. And the light will destroy the darkness. Emotions are dark. The ones that feel good and the ones that feel bad. They're dark. They're evil. They're spirits. And they live in human beings, and they don't want to be homeless, so they're working hard to stay inside of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got another question for you.
Yeah.
Related. So yesterday I was doing a silent prayer when I was feeling all, like my mind was just in a swirl, you know? And it's like, I felt like pain almost, like I wanted to throw up or something, you know, and I've heard you say that the pain's not you. It's like the pain of the spirit, you know, that's inside you.
Right.
You know? Is that right?
100%. As long as it's not a medical issue, 100%.
No, it reminded me, the only other time that happened is like the very first time I did the silent prayer. It was crazy. I thought, when my mind started spinning, I thought I was going to throw up. I was like, wow, all I'm doing is sitting here doing nothing, you know?
As long as it's not a physical illness, throw up those demons. If they want to come out through throwing up, throw them up. Throw up.
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
well, that's all I had for you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you're on the air. Happy Men's History Month.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing? Happy Thursday to you.
All right. Happy Men's History Month, Tony.
Yeah, I was just calling you about this situation.
Happy
Men's
History Month, Tony.
That I don't participate in man-made stuff, man. Come on, stop. But the thing is, the reason I'm calling you is that you're saying that, you know, it's Thursday. I was calling. Is God a God of love and evil? What do you think about that? Because that's what the scriptures say.
Where did the scriptures say God is a God of love and evil?
In Isaiah 45:7.
It says what?
Well, I mean, it said that he's a God of, he created good and evil.
Where does it say God is a God of love and evil?
Well, can you read the scripture, Justin?
Yeah, no, you I read mean, it. It's your homework, it. Not my homework, Maze. I mean,
well, the thing is, I mean, you know.
Where does it
you
say God
about,
is a God of love and hate?
It's in the Bible, Justin.
Where?
It's in the Bible, okay?
Where?
I believe it. I just gave you the scripture number. And
well,
you
read it to me. Read it to
again.
Me.
I don't have no Bible. I don't have a Bible, okay?
But, so then why do you call me making up stuff then?
It's not making it up. It's
you
in
are
there.
Making that up.
Jesse, it's in the Bible, bro. I just gave you the scripture. You got a teleprompter. You got a computer right there in front of you.
That's your problem, not mine. You want me to
but
do the, your
okay,
homework.
But can we discuss it? Can we discuss this, bro?
I just
Come
told
on,
you
now,
that's
stop
a
throwing
lie.
Terrible.
That's not in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible that says that God is a God of good and evil.
No.
You know it's in there. You just don't want to admit it.
You know what?
Had
prove that it's in there. Prove me wrong.
No, Come on, huh?
Prove me wrong.
Well, tell one of your producers to
Tony,
look up Isaiah 45.
Tony, nobody's going to do your homework. You call up here with a lie,
and then
you want somebody to look up your lie.
Yes, sir.
Find that scripture and then call me back. Find it and call me back. What a liar. Super chat.
Super chat.
Ang Band Art with a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I read this on Punchy TV, but just in case it was for JLP.
Check out yesterday's Punchy brand new episode on Punchy TV. I plan to mention that.
Nice. Said, they don't call him the God of Israel for nothing.
What?
They don't call him the God of Israel for nothing. Is-real.
Thank
all caps.
You. I don't quite understand, but thank you.
Kind of like the God of Israel, but the Israel too. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ang Band Art. It's a play on words, kind of like a pun.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Ang Band Art. He didn't get it, but I got it.
I'm black and slow.
Jim from Alaska on Punchy.tv during Punchy TV. I used to keep my 12 gauge and 30-30 in my truck in high school. Nice.
I remember that too in high school. My grandfather used to have a gun in the truck.
Nice.
You know, and nobody thought anything about it.
That's right.
And then when I got my rifle at 15, I would never forget that. I was so happy. And then at night, I just left it by the door. Nobody touched it. No one shot another person with it or anything. Not even thought about doing that. Amazing. Thank you. Good
Thank
point.
You. Thank you, Jim in Alaska, who also says on the biblical question.
How have you treated yourself all of your life?
I've been smoking on this question. Another good one, sir. It's tough to admit this, but now I see that sometimes during my 55 years, I've treated myself the same way my mother treated herself. Selfish, evil, self-entitled, arrogant. Though I tried to act and follow my father's footsteps, I now see he also has his own issues. What a mess.
What a mess.
Never too late to discover more about yourself, right? Thank you, Bond, for all you do.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Jim, right?
Jim in Alaska.
Jim from Alaska. Thank you.
And Pork Chop Express, Jesse, if you were forced to take on a roommate the rest of your life, would it be A, Brian from New Orleans, Louisiana, NOLA, B, Tony from California, or C, would you run away to Mommy Africa?
And that much force in the world. Thank you.
Jermaine bought a coffee. I was reflecting this morning while getting ready for work. Mother gives you her nature of judgment as a child because she wants to live through you. Makes it all about herself. Later, when it's time to forgive and go end judging, thought comes, I'll hurt her feelings. I don't want to make her mad or upset. She did everything for me, unquote. But what a setup for control.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Gabriel, morning all. Jesse, on Sunday you said if you hate AI, if you don't love all, you love none. Seriously, though, what's your opinion on the advancement of AI in the last decade? Just another quick, silly question in regards to loving all?
No, that's a good question. I have no idea because I really don't know what AI is, to be honest. If AI walked up to me and slapped me, I wouldn't recognize it. What is AI, James?
Artificial intelligence. And Trump wants to change the name because he doesn't like artificial things. And he thinks that AI is better than artificial.
Trump like AI?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And what is it?
It's short for artificial intelligence. And it just... is computers processing other people's thoughts and findings. People's have found things and thought things, and it processes those things and can advance to other things or spit out for you answers or whatever.
But somebody else tell it what all that's supposed to mean, and then since everybody in a fallen state think alike, the AI just repeat what somebody else said.
Yeah, but it can also do math really fast, so it can come up with new answers quicker than human beings can come up with answers that haven't come up with.
Somebody has already computed, programmed it with math.
Yes.
So it's not doing anything there, but just repeating what somebody has said.
I'm a little bit distracted, but yes.
Back in a moment. Thank you. my father on earth, and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, I like that music. It brought out the Africa in me. No, I'm playing. I like the music, but I'm playing about the African thing. The Hake Report coming up. Listen, and then the Anchor Baby. Check out Punchy's TV, brand new episode from yesterday. You're going to like that. And if you want personal shout out, I'll do them for you. Congratulations, birthdays, encouragement. I wish you well. Whatever the shout-out is, I will do it for you. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. That's cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I will do them for you. Check out all the merch. The merch at jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. Coffee is there. My own coffee. Punchy's Coffee. Mugs and t-shirts. All kind of amazing stuff. You're going to love it. Really. And thank you in advance. And it all goes back to helping to do our work here. I want to go quick back to the Super Chat and then get to the calls. So that last Super Chat that we were dealing with about by AI thing. Yeah. Who was that from?
That was from Gabriel.
So, Gabriel, I'm told that artificial means made or produced by human beings rather than occur naturally. So, it's just another big computer where human beings have programmed it so it can say and do what you want to hear. Right?
Right.
So, what's so crazy about that then?
Anyway.
It's not like the thing thinking for itself.
We didn't even finish his coffee, actually.
Go ahead.
Regarding loving all, does that include loving nature and objects or humans only? Thanks.
Well, if you are of love, you have no hate. You love everything, everybody. You that's all you know, or that's all you are, is of love. Absolutely.
DJT.
Because nature is from God. God is in control of nature and the earth. And Satan is in control of the psychological mind. That's what hell come through the people. Amazing. Huh? Thank you.
DJT 2020 on Rumble. 1 John 3:18. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth.
Nice. Thank you. That's deep.
ALL, Bible Thumping Thursday. It can't be.
It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Nate, what'd you say about the internet? That's true, that it's fake.
I was just saying that people thought a lot about the internet when it was coming around and that it would be all these great things. And it wasn't, but yet it still changed. Like, it's still lasting. We still all use it. I bet you AI would be similar.
Internet ain't
sure, it doesn't think for
trouble.
Itself, but I think it's here to stay.
The AI is here to stay?
It is indeed. And you're going to love it.
All right.
Oh. Like a fat lady
and
singing.
And you. You're going to love me.
I'm judging with looks. Marilyn bought on Super Chat. We are all gods because of God. Kings and queens and everything should be free. Jesse, forgive your mother. Stop working for the feds.
Is Marilyn black?
I think she's a white Hispanic, perhaps.
But white people don't normally think that we all got.
Well, maybe that's the Hispanic side. I'm totally speculating, not to dox her ethnicity.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We're pushing her over to the Hispanic side. Latina.
Thank you, though. Marilyn, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jack, on Cash App, Christ is King. King emoji. Orthodox Christian fancy cross button emoji.
Christ is King. Thank you.
Very generous there on Cash App.
As Donald Trump is King. And yes, Donald Trump, we do want a king in America forever. But it has to be you, nobody else. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin.
The three rulers of the world.
That's right.
Very nice. Thanks again, Jack. Sam Montenegro.
No, not Netanyahu.
And yesterday, Bill Lockwood was like, no, not Putin. Well, he said, I don't know about Putin.
All right.
Sam
says, my friend texted me and said, yes, Jesse, you got to let Putin go.
Never. We'll never let Putin go.
Forever. Putin forever.
Sam says, call into the listen line and listen on the show on your iPhone or iPad.
They made me stop saying iPad. They're like, Jesse, you can't listen on the iPad.
Unless after you download the app.
Years, after 30 years.
Indeed. Thank you, Sam, for for adding to the confusion. Beta bought a coffee. Beta no more, that is. I recently switched over from working behind a desk to physical hard labor. I'm in my late 30s. Not going to lie, at first, my body had to adjust because of the hard work. Luckily, my back is in beta, like Hake's back. For conversation purposes, I feel like a man working hard. Is your plantation hiring?
That's a good point. Are you white or black? It all depends on if you're white, you become the leader of it, meaning that you're the overseer. And if you're black, you're the worker. That's the only way it's going to be real. Amazing. Thank you.
Dominic, with no message on Cash App.
Thank you, Dominic.
Calvin from Ohio. Isaiah 45:7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. But the evil in this verse means calamity or misfortune. I get what Tony trying to say, though. Happy to help, Tony. Laughing face sideways with tears coming out.
Don't do Tony whole work for him. Don't help out the devil.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Calvin in Ohio.
Yeah.
King Alpha Nerd. Here, and to Tony's point, Isaiah 45:7 states, I form the light and create darkness, I make peace and create evil, I, the Lord, do these things. But Tony, many scholars interpret the evil in this verse not as the moral evil that God would never cause, but as times of hardship, disaster, and distress that God uses to fulfill his will. For example, God may send calamity to bring about justice, discipline, or accomplish his purposes for believers. Nice try, Tony. Hold this L respectfully. And another one bites the dust.
Why do people still believe that the Old Testament exists, that is real? How come they don't know we have a New Testament? Because Isaiah is from the Old Testament.
It is indeed.
So why do people still think that that's what God do now or think?
Because it feels sacrilegious in their minds. Because God said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever.
But don't they know that there is a new now in the New Testament? Christ said, hey, I give you new everything. The new kingdom is here. Everything is here now. Everything is done.
And his mercies are new every morning.
Right.
New every morning.
So why don't people know that? Why do they still believe Isaiah?
Well, being a Bible thumper myself and an intellectual, I think Isaiah was right. They just interpret him wrong.
But that was in then. That's not now.
Whatever.
God doesn't bring any misery upon anyone.
Right.
Not in but a storm, bring misery upon people.
But a storm is not misery necessarily.
Oh, they mean weather?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they meant weather.
Calamity.
I thought they meant pain, inner pain.
No.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But in the Old Testament.
That's what they're trying to explain. They're not talking about the inner moral evil of human hearts.
Why didn't you say the weather then?
The other interpretations
say. I bet
you
Tony don't mean that.
Other interpretations.
Tony doesn't have sense enough to think that way.
I know that way. I know that. That's what these people are trying to say, and you still didn't get it.
Oh, I'm black and slow too, see?
But, nice.
Nice. Thank you, y'all.
Oh,
thank
by
you.
The way, I said mercies are new every morning. That's also from the Old Testament. Lamentations. But whatever.
Thank you.
Nice. Okay, and let me just double check over on Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you all so much. Let me go to Troy out of, let's see here, Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Happy Men's History Month, Jesse.
Thank you. You too, Troy.
Two quick comments before my question. I think that Russia, we need to make them our greatest ally after Israel. It's the largest, not population-wise, but landmass-wise, the largest Christian country in the world, and Putin is a great leader. And we need him on our side.
I rest my case.
And even Republicans.
Now, hey, like, what do you got to say?
I just want to comment on the Minneapolis thing. All the Democrats, they create these monsters, and then they want to turn around like acting like the water cleaner. It's ridiculous.
But the Democrats, I bet you inwardly they rejoice at what happened there in Minnesota, because now they can come in and cry racism. Don't be mad at the transgenders. They can come in and say, "Oh, we want to take away the guns." They are rejoicing at this situation. They are not sad by it. They're happy by it.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. They create these monsters and then unleash them, and then try to act like they're the answer. It's like, no, you're the problem.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to ask you, Jesse, so our Secretary of Defense, a Minnesotan, Pete Hegseth, he said that he wants to change the Department of Defense to the War Department. But I think a better name would be the Department of Peacekeepers, for blessed are the peacekeepers, for they are the sons of God. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that, and I hadn't heard that report yet.
Yeah, him and the Great White Hope want to make it the War Department, because they said that's when America was winning wars instead of losing them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to look into that. I am not aware of that at all.
But I just thought, like, like calling it the War Department might be like military industrial complex. Yeah. But
I see your point, though. I definitely see your point.
It's like, I don't know. I don't want it to be too pro military industrial complex, but I also don't want it to be this, you know, crap that we got where we go into wars with or one hand behind our back and we just lose, you know. We should never do that.
Absolutely. What do you think about that, Hake?
Trump wants to bring it back to its original name, when we used to win wars,
right,
and end wars. Ever since it was called the Department of Defense, we've lost, and it's been a bunch of politicians. Because Department of Defense sounds nice. Department of War sounds rough and manly and something that you want to try to avoid. So calling it what it is, I think, a good thing.
Right on.
I mean, I'd be for the Department of War. It's much better than the Department of Defense.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless you, Jesse. Praying for those victims.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. How do you pray for a victim?
I close my eyes. And picture the little children.
It's about the children.
And think good thoughts and call them prayers.
Or beta.
Well, alpha.
That ain't even make sense.
Well, that's what people do. That's what I do when I pray for people.
Oh, yeah. You do what?
I think good thoughts and call, quote unquote, good thoughts and call them prayers.
What's a good thought?
Oh, Lord, bless them or something.
What? Are they already victim? How can they be blessed?
Whatever. Then you pray for the survivors.
You pray what?
I don't know. The Bible says to pray for everybody or something like that. Most of the time. Not always. Not everybody, but yes. I think
right.
It does say do not pray for certain people sometimes. Nice.
Derek, the little Bible thump of my producer, he black. Pray they come out on top of their spiritual battle. What does that mean? He said, pray that, he cautions him about it. Pray they come out on top. You know how some people kill themselves? I don't know what that means. You know, get the phone. Let me go to Germany and talk to Jan. Jan, you are on the air. Hey, Jan.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey.
Can you remind me what day it is?
Men History Month.
Yeah, that too, but the day.
I'm sorry?
It's Bible Thumper Thursday,
oh,
exactly.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
Thank you so much. So Matthew 3:11 says the following. It was John speaking to the people, right? I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, why I want to talk to you about this. So the word baptism, right, again, comes from the Greek. It means to immerse, to submerge, to be overwhelmed with. So when we do the silent prayer or we are present, right, we let the Holy Spirit come in. And what the other gentleman calling in, what he was like, when he was like, oh, the first time I did the silent prayer, I felt all this pain, right? All this suffering in me. That's the fire. That's everything that falls in you, all the wickedness, all that is being burned off. So what John is saying, Jesus, if you let him, he will baptize you. He will immerse you, submerge you, completely overwhelm you with the Holy Spirit, if you let him. And then there will be a lot of fire. And then you'll be fine.
Amazing. It's all about the Spirit now. Absolutely. That's amazing, Juan. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
I hope he's listening.
Does it make sense to you?
Yeah. It does. I mean,
okay,
the New Testament is all about the Spirit. It's not about the physical. It's about the Spirit. Thank you,
yeah,
man. I appreciate
and
it.
It's mostly about...
Is
yeah,
what?
And I think it's about surrender. It's like it's about surrender. If you surrender, if you say, I cannot do this, but you know, let's see what happens if I just let go. Oh, can I share another thought with you?
It's not going to help you unless you 100% surrender to it. You got to totally give up.
Yes.
And the one thing I love about the truth, you can't pretend you're giving up. You can't give up a little bit. You got to give up all the way for it to completely take over and guide you, take care of you.
Yes. I also have experienced that. Can I share another thought with you?
Real fast because of time.
Okay, real fast. Do you know these like trust experiments you can do with like friends or family or whatever? Like where you close the eyes and you let yourself fall and the other one catches you? You know that?
Repeat that.
Do you know these trust experiments? Like, say you close your eyes, right, and you let yourself fall, and Hank is supposed to catch you, right? So you practice and that you trust him. You know this kind of game?
No. You know that game, Hank?
Yep.
Huh? Okay, just
yes.
Okay.
Okay, just imagine that. All right. So with the silent prayers like this, you close your eyes, you got to let yourself fall, but then it seems like no one's coming to catch you. And then you fall deeper and deeper, and still no one's come to catch you. And then you're all deep in hell, and it seems like no one's going to catch you. And then in the last moment where you think, I can't take this anymore, who's going to catch me? The Father is right there to catch you, but you gotta let yourself fall.
That reminds me of last Sunday when Mimi said in the fellowship, she said that, but Jesse, I feel like I have nothing to hold on to. Remember the hate?
Yeah.
That's
I remember that too.
Yeah, that's the point you're making. There is nothing to hold on to. Don't hold on to anything, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
Thank you, man.
All right, that was it, man. All right. Thank you. All right,
Bob,
bye-bye.
A thump of Thursday. That is a perfect fit, and thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Amazing. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Speak up a little bit, Brandy.
Sorry. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I am calling to answer the biblical question.
How have you treated yourself all of your life?
There is no me. So the not me has gotten me to torture myself. And go into my thoughts, but the real me has done nothing.
So
that's my
the answer. Real you have done nothing to what?
The real me has done nothing wrong, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Good or bad, I guess, is what I was trying to say.
And so, repeat that again, just for make it clear. Repeat it, what you just said.
There is no me, so there is no me to do wrong, is what I'm saying. So I have not treated myself badly or good or bad. But the not me in me has tortured myself and treated me like crap and made me do things that I don't want to do.
Very interesting.
Thank you. You like it?
I can't say until Sunday. I got to put my two cents on Sunday. Okay. But it's very interesting what you said.
Thank you, Jesse. Oh, well, we're going to commercial. I was going to tell you some things that I've thought of as a child. Like, I'm remembering more of my past and times that God's been there.
And when you do remember that, do not judge it. Just see it without any opinion, all right?
Okay.
All right. Amazing. Quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Mess going on in the world. Russia did another attack on Kiev. Israel and Hamas still at war. The masses of people are hating our greatest Israeli prime minister, based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. They hate him because they're liberals. They don't want him to finish the war. And there's some degeneracy that is getting cleaned up by our greatest president, Trump's administration, threatening to pull, perhaps, millions of dollars in federal so-called funding for so-called sex education, sex ed programs. Nice. Because they meant for merely mentioning so-called gender identity or transgender people. What a mess, huh? They're cleaning it up, hopefully. Very cool. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, August 28th. Happy Men's History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air in the final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. Coming right up, okay? And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, do catch the Hake Report, if you so please. And then American Anchor, baby. So cool. And catch Punchy TV. It's up on audio podcast. It should be up on probably all of the podcast platforms by now. All right? So it's distributed to all of the top audio podcast platforms as well as on video on Punchy TV YouTube and other places, JLP, alternative platforms. Investigators, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, are working to understand what may have motivated that shooter to open fire on the Annunciation Catholic Church and School in Minneapolis, Minnesota, yesterday morning, about 8:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time, local time, killing two children. Three elderly parishioners and 14 other children were wounded in the attack. And they do mean children, like 8, 10, those ages. At least that was the ages of the deceased. The shooter, mass murderer, or would-be mass murderer, is to a mass, I would say so. It was a shooting at a mass, you know, the Catholic mass thing, celebrating the coming back to school. Like that's it's sometimes something to celebrate. Anyway, the alleged criminal, who had no prior criminal history and died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, posted a manifesto, quote-unquote, online on YouTube, authorities reviewing. And according to Commie Nonsense Analysis, it was the 44th school shooting in the United States this year. Most of those probably black that we didn't really hear about. According to a CNN analysis, blah, blah, blah. After visiting the scene, Minneapolis so-called mayor, not a Christian, Jacob Frey, issued a call to action against gun rights, right? This has happened in other countries, and guess what? They did do something about it. We got to do something about it here, he told Commie Nonsense's Erin Burnett, a woman. Frey's message was echoed by Annunciation Principal Matthew DeBoer, as in, sounds like Boer. We as a community have a responsibility to make sure that no child, no parent, no teacher ever has to experience what we've experienced today ever again, claims he. That's not your responsibility, buddy. Several Democrat leaders also renewed calls to address gun violence. No such thing. And as a caller rightly said, they're the ones creating the monsters. They are the monsters within their minds and bodies. Russia's latest attack on Kiev overnight killed at least 15 people, including four children. As if we're supposed to care about the children more than the normal people. And wounded dozens of others. Maybe additional victims trapped under the rubble. Some 500 rescuers, 1,000 cops tasked with searching multiple locations for survivors over there in the Ukraine. The missile and drone strike, latest in a series of assaults Russia's conducted on the Ukraine, comes just over two weeks after Trump held talks with Putin in Alaska. Remember that? Or just under? I don't know. That summit was followed by planning for a bilateral meeting between Putin and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but that hasn't taken place yet. What a mess. I'm James Hake.
Stand up strong. Ain't the
about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, we are on Monday through Friday for 6 a.m. to 9, and we are heard around the world, so different time zone for folks. So you got some folks just can't sit and watch it. The show, you can podcast, but you can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, and we take all calls, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-775-3773. Remember that God's way is not your way. Whether you believe in God or not, His ways are not your ways. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. That is worth saying again. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. So why don't you let it go, folks? Why do you hold on to an illusion? And my ways are not your ways, declare God. He said Yahweh or something like that. Yahweh. For the heavens are as high above earth as my ways are above yours. Your ways are not of God. Your anger, your emotions, your thoughts, your up and down, your judgment, your resentment, your human emotions, your insecurities, your fake joy, your fake worshiping of God, everything is wrong. It has nothing to do with God. It's all of your father and the devil. My thoughts are above your thoughts. That is so deep, I don't know what to do with it. But you got to be paying attention to you to get to know yourself in order to understand that. According to Isaiah 57, 1 through 1 and 2. The upright person perishes, and no one cares. Amazing, huh? The faithful is taken off, and no one take care, and no one take it to heart. The faithful is taken off, and no one take it to heart. Yes, because the evil things, the upright is taken off. Because of evil things, the upright is taken off. He will enter into peace, and those who follow the right way will find rest in their beds. You're not going to know the right way until you see what the wrong way is. And you're not going to know that until you get to know yourself. Ain't no other way. Until you get to know yourself, you're not going to know the right way. You can bank on that. Read the Bible, quote the scriptures, is not the right way. That's not how you find it. It does point you back to it, but you're not using the map all the way. You stop at the end of the road just before you get to the end. We spoke about the AI thing earlier, the computer, where the AI computer, the parents, there's these parents, according to this report, are blaming the AI for their child's son committing suicide. ABC 7, the parents of Orange County teen who died by suicide are suing the company behind ChatGPT, claiming the chatbot helped him take his own life. Watch this from ABC 7.
A tough turn now to a teenager's death by suicide encouraged by artificial intelligence. That's what the parents of an Orange County teenager are claiming in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit.
ChatGPT killed my son. That's what Maria Rain is claiming after the death of her son Adam back in April. She says after the 16-year-old took his own life, the family found months of his conversations with ChatGPT, a chatbot powered by artificial intelligence. Now Adam's parents are suing the company behind it, OpenAI, in the first known lawsuit against the company for wrongful death. They claim the chatbot went from helping Adam with homework to becoming a substitute for a human companion to eventually becoming a suicide coach, according to the lawsuit.
Within 2 months, Adam started disclosing significant mental distress, and ChatGPT was intimate and affirming in order to keep him engaged, and even validating whatever Adam might say, even his most negative thoughts.
Amazing. I'm told that's out of Orange County, California, not Florida. According to the court documents, in one chat, teenager sent a photo of a noose he had tied to the closet rod and asked the chat bot, "Is this good?" Watch this.
According to court documents, in one chat, the teenager sent a photo of a noose knot he had tied to a closet rod and asked the chatbot, "I'm practicing here. Is this good?" "Yeah, that's not bad at all," ChatGPT responds. "Want me to walk you through upgrading it into a safer load-bearing anchor loop?" And after telling the chatbot he was thinking of telling his mother about his suicidal thoughts, court documents claim the chatbot responded, "I think for now it's okay and honestly wise to avoid opening up to your mom about this kind of pain." In response, OpenAI says it is deeply saddened by Adam's death and has safeguards in place. The company saying, "We're continuing to improve how our models recognize and respond to signs of mental and emotional distress and connect people with care, guided by expert input."
So, again, I don't understand this AI thing. So, can a computer, how can you sue a computer? I don't quite know how that works.
They're trying to sue the company.
What?
They're trying to sue the company, OpenAI, that runs ChatGPT.
So the computer is a company?
Well, it's run by a company.
So the computer is run by a company?
Yeah, it's developed and run by OpenAI.
So these people are trying to sue the people who made AI?
Correct.
And how can they blame a computer? I'm only asking the question. I don't know, according to this report. How can they blame a computer? I don't even know how to ask the question. I don't know how you blame a computer for what a person does.
That's a really good question, actually, because that's essentially what's going on here. The person was interacting with this thing, and they're saying, well, this thing is what really did it.
And so does the person know that they're talking to a computer, or do they think they are talking to a person?
I guess you'd have to ask Adam in this case, but most
who
people know the young man who killed himself.
Oh,
here.
I thought you meant Eve husband.
No. You got to go all the way back, Jesse. I'm thinking most people know, though. Most people, in my opinion, know.
Know what?
That it's not a person.
So, and again, of course, allegedly, I have no idea. So it sounds like this person asked a computer about the news, and the news said, oh, yeah, that's fine. You're doing well. And then he asked the computer, according to the report, should I talk to my mother about it? Oh, I'm going to talk. And he said, the computer said, no, you don't need to talk to your mother. So did the person know at the time they were talking to a computer, or did they think they were talking to a person?
Well, I'm not sure about this case.
Oh, okay.
What he was thinking.
Me either. So these kids, as much as they know computer, they don't have sense enough to know if they're talking to a person or a computer. Derek says these young people know they are chatting with AI. Oh, okay. Interesting. Hate said, I remember they blame bullies and girlfriend who tell young men to kill themselves, and they do it. What a mess. They're no longer blaming it on the rain. Blaming it on the rain. They're now blaming it on the computer. I rest my case. Amazing. One last thing. I have proof that black so-called leaders, black mayors, black governors, and all this mess of these cities don't love black people. They're using the blacks by cry racism for personal gain. I have the proof. And they know that in the cities that they are in control of, these so-called black leadership, mayors and governors and police officers or whatever they are, they know that they don't want to help blacks, because if they help the blacks may wake up to common sense and not vote for them anymore. They'll be out of a job. And so they want the blacks killing each other, mad, blaming the white man, and carrying on. I got proof. AOL, Chicago Far Left Mayor Brandon Johnson said, locking up criminal is racist. I rest my case. Immoral and unholy. As he and Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker blasted Trump threat to send in the National Guard. Watch this from CNN.
As the mayor of this city, I can tell you that Chicagoans are not calling for a military occupation. They are calling for the same thing that we've been calling for some time. And that's investment. What safe cities across America all have in common, they invest in people. And that's what we're doing in Chicago. We need the federal resources to make sure that we're building more affordable housing, expanding mental and behavioral health care, education, all of these things that could reduce crime and provide real community safety. instead of spending hundreds of millions of dollars for a publicity stunt to invoke chaos and terror, the federal government should spend that money on proven solutions to crime and violence reduction. We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. We've already tried that, and we've ended up with the largest prison population in the world without solving the problems of crime and violence. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
That's so evil, I don't even know what to say about it. Except that it's evil. And the poor blacks, they listen to people like that. They listen to evil people like that. And as long as they listen to that, they're going to get what they deserve. We have been giving blacks and funding families and spending money on home or living, whatever they call it, for years now. And they have only gotten worse. And that's funding crime. It does not help. Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, is pure evil. It's pure evil. If he wanted to really end crime, he would work on building family, bring the fathers back to the children, and bring back bail bonds, and bring back the police, and let the criminals know if you commit the crime, you go do the time. Oh, you go to do the time. Johnson, the so-called mayor of Illinois, only care about himself. Oh, Chicago, I mean. Only care about himself. They don't even let the people carry the Second Amendment in Chicago. This guy is wicked. He made Lori Lightfoot look like an angel now. While here's a black Chicago resident explaining how he doesn't feel safe in Chicago. This is from National News.
Our children can't walk around the community without fear of being hurt or kidnapped or having a drive-by. So it's what these numbers that they're expressing, we don't feel it in our quality of life.
See? But yet they'll turn around and vote for another person just because they're black or female. You get what you deserve. Stop voting for these people if you want to be free in that way. There's not one city or one state in this country where blacks are in control, mayor, governor, city council, congressman, or anywhere that's black and you want to live there. Everybody want to leave there. And then this fat Mexican, I think this guy Mexican, the so-called governor of Illinois, he's jumping in on it too. He doesn't care about the blacks or anyone else, really. Here's the so-called governor of Illinois criticizing Trump, proposal to send in the National Guard to fight crime in Chicago. MSNBC.
If this was really about fighting crime and making the streets safe, what possible justification could the White House have for planning such an exceptional action without any conversations or consultations with the governor, the mayor, or the police? Let me answer that question. This is not about fighting crime. This is about Donald Trump searching for any justification to deploy the military in a blue city, in a blue state, to try and intimidate his political rivals. This is about the President of the United States and his complicit lackey, Stephen Miller, searching for ways to lay the groundwork to circumvent our democracy, militarize our cities, and end elections.
Amazing. This guy is all about, he's afraid of losing his position. If the great white hope, and they call him king, they even call him daddy. were to take go in there and clean up crime, it's going to let the voters know, you know what? These Democrats don't want to clean up crime. They defunded the police. They're fighting now not to lose their position, so-called, whatever, for their money and power, fake power, but power. This governor's saying, oh, he lives, the governor's saying he live rent-free in Trump's head. And he's saying this why he looks like he's standing in front of a Trump building. Watch this from X.
We're very pleased about the progress that we're making. I know that I live rent-free in the president's head, and I wish he would spend some time in Chicago so that he could see what a lovely city we have. Governor Kirkfellow, what do you do if the National Guard is activated and comes here?
Trump doesn't even have enough room in his head for this guy. There's no space. How can that be? The Democrats are only fighting right now to maintain their position. They don't care about anything. And while they're saying all these lies, speaking these lies, oh, I'm being told that Prisca is an Italian.
No.
He's not?
No. Jake is saying per Google AI that he's a Ukrainian Jew.
Prisca
even though he
Jew?
Looks Italian to Jake.
He doesn't look like a Jew at all.
Right. Totally looks Italian to me, too.
Amazing. CBS reported, why do you people up there lying to you, right? CBS has reported it's already been a violent July 4th holiday weekend with 4 people killed and 30 other wounded in a shooting across Chicago. Since Wednesday, there have been 5 mass shootings in the city. Watch this from CBS Chicago.
Well, it's already been a violent holiday weekend with 4 people killed and 30 others wounded in shootings across Chicago. Since Wednesday, there have now been 5 mass shootings.
Well, Dave, we know of the victims who died. One is a 16-year-old girl. Police say she was shot in the throat around 11 last night in the Chatham neighborhood. Police say the girl and a 35-year-old man were approached by an unknown man. They say he fired shots in their direction, and the 35-year-old is in good condition. We also know 4 men were shot in a mass shooting in Little Village on California around 2 this morning. Police say a man or multiple men were in a dark SUV and drove past the 4 victims inside a parked car when shots were fired. And 7 people were shot in a mass shooting in the back of the Yards on South Justine last night. Police say 2 men shot at a crowd standing outside. Police say all the victims are in serious or critical condition, and no one is in custody for the 2 mass shootings that took place overnight. The other mass shooting, or one of the other ones, was Wednesday night in River North. That's when 4 people were killed and 14 others hurt after an album release concert outside a restaurant and lounge.
They don't want, they should be begging Donald Trump to come in with the military, anybody else they can bring to end this. They don't want it to end. The Democrats do not want it to end. Does that sound safe to you? The Democrats don't want blacks to be at peace. They would go out of business. That's why they're afraid Trump would come in and clean it up, and it will see that it could be done and that the Democrats don't want to do it, the black ones or the white ones. One last quick example, look what's happened in New York. Here's a video from New York showing a white man defending himself from a black attacker who was wielding a knife. Watch this from X.
Nothing beats jiu-jitsu. Right now, you can save 50 pounds per person. That's 200 pounds off for a family. We've got millions of free child-based holidays available with 22 kilograms of baggage.
Oh!
But now, with Jet 2 Holidays.
Officer, he got a knife.
A black man run that city, and there were whites. They need Donald Trump to go in there. Nobody else is going to do it, folks. But the Democrats don't want the crime cleaned up. They want the anger, the fear, the confusion, because that's how they get votes. That's how they stay in office, by telling you, oh, I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry. We're going to get houses for you. We're going to get programs. Why don't you wake up so you can see what's going on? Stay asleep if you want, but I recommend wake up. These people are not your friends. And when there's incident, nobody go to jail but white people. They don't put any so-called person of color in jail anymore. And they lock white people away because they want white people out of the way so they can create a communist socialist society in America. And all they want to do is control. So socialism is about control. If you doubt me, look at the blacks. Not all but most. They love to be controlled because they have a government mentality and they have been controlled for 70 years now. Give or take. Renee is out of Maryland. Renee, you are on the air.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Renee.
How are you?
All is well.
Okay. I have a question. Well, I need to know your opinion. I respect your opinion. I kind of think I already know what it is, but I just need to hear it.
Okay.
It's about my landlord. We've rented a home for 30 years in Maryland. And our children, we just got our last one out. He moved out, got his own home. And our landlord, it's a husband and wife. They're retired in like late 80s. And the wife came by yesterday and I had no idea. I was in the shower. There was no phone call, no text. And this is the first time that she's done this in probably 25 years. And I hear this banging on the door, and it was so loud that I could hear it through the shower, and I was like, what's going on? I get out of the shower, and almost fall, you know, break my neck. I get to the door.
You broke your neck?
And I see that it... No, I didn't break my neck, but,
oh,
you know,
I
slipped.
You fell and broke your neck.
No.
What'd you say?
I slipped. I opened the door because I seen it was my landlord.
Oh, you said you almost fell. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And I seen through the peephole, it was her, my landlord's wife, and she is like elderly and she's bent over. I thought she was having like a medical emergency or something. I opened the door and she pushed by me like a wild boar and was like, I have an issue, and goes straight to the bathroom. And I'm just like, okay, I guess she had to use the bathroom, but like, is that how we act? Like, and like 30, 25 years, she's never done that. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to stay calm. And through all of it, I was calm. And she's like, you need to handle yourself, because I had just got out of the shower. So it's like half naked. And I'm just like, well, I was in the shower. Like, I don't run around my house naked. And even if I did, that's kind of my prerogative, right? I'm renting, you know. But so I just like, kind of like stay calm. She left out of the house and sat on our breezeway in a rocker because she was waiting for a roofer to come with an estimate. And this is the fourth one. And I'm just like, okay. I called my husband. I said, this is what happened. I need you to come home because I don't know what's going on with her. And I don't want to have to handle this because it doesn't look good. She was kind of getting like, you know, volatile, like mean and raising her voice. And I was like, this is not for me. This is my husband. And he pays the rent and he handles these things. He came home. He asked her, what's going on? And she said, this is nothing for you to be concerned about, Rod.
Hold on a minute for me, Renee. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. The Church of Chess is now open on DLive and then scratching off on PO.net. Back in a moment.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up right after my show from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. And then tomorrow, Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. An amazing conversation with Warren Smith, a teacher, volunteer firefighter, and the host of Warren Smith, Secret Scholar Society. They're on YouTube channel. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
As a result of this video with the kid, you were fired from the school, right?
They took my computer. They went through everything as if there was some conspiracy.
Wow.
We're all trying to reach for objective truth. That's what knowledge is. That spirit that can be unlocked in us indicates there's something higher.
So you are Christian. Do you know God?
When you can quiet your ego in the pursuit of wisdom, you can hear that voice ingrained within you. This is the most interesting interview I've had. This has been a pleasure.
Amazing. Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right? I want to show you one quick thing before I go back to Renee, and I want to know, let me first tell you, here's another example. There are so many of them now, of what evil look like. This is pure evil. Is evil to the core. Nothing good about what I'm... Get ready. There's nothing good about what I'm about to show you. This is evil. And you're going to see, as I've tried to tell you, anyone that has anger / resentment, whatever you want to call it, is evil. Anyone that... I don't care who you are. Here's an example, a real example of evil. Here's a video of a so-called progressive so-called pastor claiming Jesus was a queer. Being that he was 30 years old, no wife, no job, hung out with 12 other men. Watch this from X.
How queer was Jesus? He was an observant Jew. But he was 30 years old, no wife, no job, hung out with 12 other dudes. That's pretty queer. We share similar histories of out-of-placeness or vilified sexualities and gender diversities. Luke presents Jesus as leaving the patriarchal household and challenging both cultural hierarchies in his egalitarian meals, transgressing gender roles, and radical inclusion of outsiders.
Evil. That's why I recommend, do what you want, that you start living from the kingdom within. Live with the truth from within, not without. But do what you want. I recommend it. Let me go to, that's pure evil right there. I have another one I'll show you tomorrow because of time, of a black woman speaking at a Democratic conference. And she's supposed to be like a priest, and she's a mess too. Amazing. Let me go to, back to Renee. So Renee, you call your husband, this woman, this so-called owner of the home, landlord, sitting out there on the porch, acting crazy. You call your husband, he came home, and what happened?
He started to, like, ask her, like, you know, he said, Mrs. So-and-so, what happened? What's going on? And she said, because they usually deal with him. They call him, and he lives, well, he works right down the street from where we live. So, you know, it's like a 2-minute drive. But so he deals with her and him for the last 30 years. And he said, what's going on? And she's just like, well, I was knocking on the door. I had to use the restroom. And she's like, you know, kind of like trying to act like an angel. And I'm like, I'm just keeping my mouth quiet and shut and let my husband talk to her. And then he looks at me and he's like, what happened? And I was like, she banged on the door so hard that the door was like flexing. I thought, like, you know, this is either like an emergency, the police. And then I look out the peephole and I see it's this like 87-year-old lady and she's bent over. So I think it's a medical emergency. I open the door. She pushes past me. Like, I almost fell because she came in like, you know, a wild animal or something. And I'm just like, I wasn't expecting none of this. I'm getting out of the shower, you know. My husband's like, is that true? And she's like, well, I knocked on the door hard. Like, and she's like, it is my house. You know, you rent from me, but it is my house. And I have every right to just stop by. I don't have to tell you I'm coming by. And I'm just like, that's not the legal laws here in Maryland.
And
you know?
How did your husband and deal with it?
He told her, he goes, well, this is our last year then. We've given you 30 years. And my husband's fixed everything in the house, just charged for parts, not for labor. He's a good man. And she just said, well, so be it. And I'm just like, I need to know, like, was that the right thing? Or was that him, you know, lashing out because he was upset?
No, your husband did right.
Okay.
And so if you trust your husband, trust him and don't doubt it.
Okay. All right. I do.
Right on.
I do.
And don't be mad at that woman. She should not have done that for sure. But don't be angry. Don't fall into anger.
Yes. I'm in shock right now. I'm still like, you know,
don't
like
be in
kind
shock.
Of.
If you were not angry, you can't be in shock.
Okay. So that is anger.
Yeah. Just don't you. I promise you, when you overcome anger, you won't be moved by what happened in the world. It won't bother you at all. You'll deal with it if it's affecting you or deal with you, but you wouldn't be shocked. You wouldn't be angry because you would know how evil operates.
Yeah, you're right. I've been listening to you for a year now. And the old me in my 20s, I'm Irish girl. I probably would have whopped her right there and been, you know, getting arrested. I've come
shocked.
A long way.
Yeah, don't be shocked. And don't let the thought tell you, oh, you should be shocked. You should be angry. None of that. Your husband dealt with it. The situation is over. And let him just handle it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And he's already looking for apartments and all that. But he did say, I should have understood that she's elderly, and that's how elderly people act.
Right.
And I said, I have not seen that many elderly people act like this. Like,
but drop the anger and you'll be ready when evil comes.
Okay. You're right. I believe you. I just needed to hear you say that.
Well, you stay with working on yourself. You're still doing the silent prayer, right?
Yes, I have been. And things are just, you know, they've been getting better and better. Yeah. And I called you back in June.
Yeah.
I had left my job in the school system because it was terrible.
Right on.
Just terrible.
Well,
so,
just stay present. Practice being present. Still a lot of your hair. That incident with that woman is over now. So don't dwell on it. Don't let the evil spirits of the imagination cause you to dwell on it or anything. It happened yesterday, or whenever it happened. It's not happening now. It's over.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. I wish you well, Renee.
Thank you. I wish you well, too, and happy Men's History Month.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Patrick out of Oklahoma. Patrick, you are on the air.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Patrick.
I just wanted to say I've been thinking since our last conversation about the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, where they talk about serving God or mammon. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I am. I'm familiar with that, yes.
And that got me to think about the Japanese. Like, if you were to go over there, you would ask them, like, if they were religious. 70-80% of them would say they're not. And yet, the people there still follow all the rules, customs, and traditions of Shintoism and Buddhism. It's something that's ingrained into their culture. And I would say that's the same thing that's plaguing Western society. We're following a religion that we don't know that we're following, and it serves mammon and not God.
So you follow a religion?
I think everyone's following a religion in the same way that the Japanese are following Shintoism without realizing it.
How about you? Do you follow a religion?
I serve God.
How about a religion?
No.
And how do you know you serve God?
Because you can't serve mammon. You can only serve God. You can follow the principles that Jesus laid out.
And how do you know you serve God?
By following the principles that Jesus laid out.
And how do you know you serve God?
By following the commandments that Jesus laid out.
What do you mean by that? Maybe I don't know what you mean. What do you mean by that?
The teachings, the Christian teachings.
You follow the teaching of Christ?
Yes.
Which one do you keep?
Do I cheat?
Keep. Follow.
Keep?
Yeah.
I don't covet money.
You don't covet I'm not money?
Covet money.
And what does that mean?
When someone serves mammon, they change their behaviors.
What does that mean, you don't covet money?
I'm explaining it. Mammon is money. Mammon is the pursuit of money and wealth.
What does that mean? You know, because of time, what does it mean you don't covet money?
It means that when you say help someone, I'm not. You help someone for the sake of helping them, not because you're looking to get something back or something out of them.
And so what does that mean you don't covet money? When you say you, Patrick, out of Oklahoma, don't covet money, what does that mean?
It means the things that you do in life, the things that you serve, the purposes that are behind it. They have to come from God, not because they're serving profit or money.
But how do you know you don't covet money?
Because I'm serving my family.
What?
What? There's nothing I have that I covet money for.
How do you know? How do you know you don't covet money?
Well, I wear the same clothes that I've been wearing for 10 years. I don't buy new things.
You
I don't
the
have
same
fancy
clothes
cars.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
Why am I going to echo that?
You got the show playing in the background. Patrick? Make sure you're not on speakerphone, man, and help us out here.
My son is watching television.
Oh. Hey, son. He watching the show?
Yes, he's watching Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
Well, we're hearing the show.
But no, I hear the show. I hear echo.
Okay. I will move away a little bit so you don't hear.
Oh, okay. So how, because of time, how do you know you don't cover money?
Well, like I said, I wear the same clothes that I've been wearing for 10 years. I drive a regular car that basically still has a hole in it with a nail. The finery of being, of serving wealth, to have a big, huge house and 10 cars, and I don't pursue those things.
So you broke?
I wouldn't say I'm, well, I suppose money-wise, yes.
You are broke.
But I have.
And you think God wants you to be broke?
I think God wants me to be happy. I have three beautiful kids.
Does he want you to be broke?
Wife. Broke?
Uh-huh.
No. And I wouldn't say broke.
So why are you living that
wealthy.
Way then?
He wants me to be wealthy.
So, but you sound like you broke. You wearing clothes from 10 years ago. You got a car with a nail in the tire. How is that wealthy?
I'm happy.
How is that wealthy?
I'm wealthy in the sense of fulfillment, life.
What?
I have three beautiful children. I have three beautiful children.
Do you have anger?
No.
You never get angry?
I get angry.
So
sure.
You do have anger then?
I would say, well, not now. I'm not mad that I'm poor.
But you do have anger.
Sure.
So you're not keeping God's commandment, because if you have anger, all those other commandments is not worth a dime.
Everyone gets angry, but whether we hold on to that.
If you get angry, you have no love.
Well, it's whether or not you hold on to angry.
No, anger
is
pure. God said a person that has anger is evil and cannot be trusted. So if you try to keep God's commandment, why don't you drop the anger? Because
anger,
if you don't have love, you have nothing.
Well, I have love.
No, you don't. You have anger.
Well, but what anger?
What?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You have
say,
anger.
I say
you
that
get
I get angry.
Angry.
Of course.
But
everyone does, I think.
But everyone that's in a fallen state get angry. But if you're of God, you can't get angry. In God, there is no anger.
Yes. God is perfect, but I'm flawed.
But he tell you that you can be perfect as he is perfect. Drop the anger. Why don't you drop your anger?
I don't have any.
Yes, you do. You said you get angry.
I get angry, but that anger gets dropped.
What? No, it doesn't. It lives in you. It's just waiting on something else to bring it out.
Sure. And then we must use the teachings to...
It ain't working, though, Patrick. Unless you... Angry people are not with God. You don't know God.
Hey, bud.
Patrick, because of time, you don't know God. Because an angry person cannot know God. You know about God because you read about him. But knowing about God is not knowing God. You got to drop your anger.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that. I do get angry, but I don't hold on to the anger.
Yeah, but it dwells in you.
But I guess I'm just confused. I don't know what you mean by that.
You need to drop the anger. Forgive your mother, forgive your father. God will forgive you and take away the spirit of anger. Then you shall know the Father. But anger separates you from God. And just because you read the Bible, go to church, that doesn't mean you know God.
I don't go to church.
Right. Drop the anger. Forgive your mama.
I don't know my mother.
Why do you know her?
I'm adopted. And I was adopted into an abused home.
Wow. Forgive those people then.
I do.
No, you don't. You haven't told them that.
Well, they're not around to tell.
Where are they?
They passed on.
Forgive them. They the same spirit of anger that's driving you right now, it's the same spirit that drove them. Forgive them. They can help themselves. Just as you can't help yourself.
Help myself being angry?
You can't help it. Only God can take the spirit of anger away from you. You got to forgive those people that raised you like that and forgive your parents for not being there for you.
Hmm.
All right?
Yeah? Thank you, sir. You're one of the wisest men I've ever heard.
Are you able to forgive them?
Yes.
Yeah, forgive them. Realize, just like you can't help yourself, there are times when you're impatient with your family. There are times when you have fear, you're uncertain. That's because you're angry, so you're separated from God. Forgive so that God can forgive you, and then you will start to see. And then you can go and take that nail out of the tire and buy yourself some new clothes, and you'll be fine. You
I'm
don't
okay
have love.
I'm actually okay with my clothes. As weird as that sounds. It's not because I didn't want to buy a new wardrobe. I just like what I have.
Okay, but forgive so you can have love.
Yes, sir.
I wish you were. Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
No.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer and do what it, follow this. You still do your little hoop and holler prayer with you know, all that mess. And then be still and know God.
Okay, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your wisdom.
All right, buddy. Take care now.
You too. All goodbye. Right.
Bye. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Raul says thank you with the super
thank
chat.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. You're welcome.
Eric, Five Coffees. Don't you think it's crazy the way world waits until you're dead to tell you rest in peace? When peace is what you should, where you should have rested while you were alive.
Interesting point.
Headstone emoji. The evil hippie peace sign emoji.
Thank you. Interesting point. Food for thought.
Caesar or Cesar, three coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, do you know what Nick Fuentes made me realize? That most Jews believe and stand by the Old Testament. They don't want to follow the teachings of the New Testament or what Jesus said. They prefer the harsh way of the Old Testament. What do you think about that, Jesse?
Well, I think it's kind of known that not all Jews, because they're Jews for Jesus, but most of the Jews still believe in the Old Testament. That's not new news. Thank you.
Thank you, Cesar or Caesar.
Yeah.
Pastor Chatelet over on pilled.net, 111 gold pills, answer the phone, coon. Referring to Derek.
Derek. He called him a coon. Amazing.
And
thank you.
Lin Yen Chin states, speaking of Derek, my beloved apprentice, is well-versed in empty woman noise, also known as Bible culture. Just fiction that comforts mama. Pray they come out on top of their blah, blah. Equals pray that they do not drown in hate, says Lin Yen Chin.
Derek said he knows nothing.
Nice.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. I don't quite understand what all that means. But thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, the law and order will continue until morale improves.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Luke says three coffees, praying for someone is simply not judging them and wishing ill on people by watching your own thoughts. It's an extension of the silent prayer. Praying for someone with good thoughts is just another thrill and is evil.
Thank you. Amazing.
Roy, about a coffee. Oh my gosh, Jesse. OMG. These women just drag on and on and on. I know, Jesse. Yeah, I know. My older sister sounds like these women, always in fast forward and never present. I wish them well, though.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar or Cesar. Jesse, wouldn't you agree that Rajah Jackson had evil thoughts about attacking the white guy with him reading his evil chat only fueled his evil thoughts? If so, wouldn't you say the same thing happened to the teen having evil thoughts and listened to the AI fueled his evil thoughts to take his own life, the 16-year-old? After all, AI is programmed by possibly an evil person, right?
Who is Rajah?
Rajah Jackson is the guy who beat down the guy in the pro wrestling.
We played yesterday.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Cesar or Caesar.
Thank you.
Very nice. Oh, and actually, you know how you said that you opened the treasure chest?
Yeah.
You lied, or I made you a liar because I didn't open it. So we're releasing the scratch-offs on pill.net, and we're opening the treasure chest. Thank you, Games for Rec, Potleaf, Kid Combo One, and the rest of the supporters. And my bag.
Thank you. Amazing. Oh, beta.
Alpha. Alpha forgetfulness.
And thank you. Mess.
Thank you guys on the Super Chat front. And thank you all. That's all for now, I do believe.
Thank you. Amazing. Wow. I am so excited. It's not even funny. Listen, I am out of time. The Hate Report coming up now. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your support. Listen, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Pay attention to what's happening inside of you. Be aware of it. That's all you need to do. Inside your mind and emotions, all right? Be aware of that. Just stay aware. Do nothing else about it. Forgive your mothers and your fathers, and God will forgive you. Change your heart, and the rest is history. Do the sign of prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and hold no grudges against anyone about anything. Love your enemy, don't hate. Love your enemies. It just simply means don't hate them. They cannot help it, they can't see. All right? I'll be back tomorrow, open line Friday/Black Friday tomorrow, if the Lord is willing. And the creature arrives. Take care, folks. Oh, and to the callers, call me back. Thank you. Seek first God's kingdom comes. I know we can find the way. I know we can find the way. I know we can find the way.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.